You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the upcoming week. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week, we do have some pretty big changes with Mercury and Venus moving out of Pisces into Aries. So Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, and where we are all one and we're connected and there's compassion and there's understanding and there's sensitivity into Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac, which isn't about compassion and sensitivity and how we're all connected. It's about getting your own needs met and asserting yourself and even being rude if you need to. And actually, oftentimes, Aries people are considered like insensitive or not tuned in to how their behavior affects those around them, not really even concerned if their behavior is affecting those around them. They can be sort of selfish and hot-headed and not really considerate about what the future consequences might be to their actions. So that's the negative side of Aries. On the positive side, it's very adventurous and bold and usually really comfortable being itself. That the Aries energy is like, it's like the toddler energy of the zodiac. So it's just like meeting your own needs and getting what you want. So with Mercury and Venus there, it gives us a chance to communicate what our needs are and be quite brave and not so concerned about how we're going to be perceived or what the consequences of our expressing our needs are. So it could be a double-edged sword where you like say things you shouldn't say and get involved in situations that, you know, are that might be questionable because you could be being pushy. But at the same time, I think it's gonna help people, especially those of us who don't naturally have the Aries ability to just be who we are. It can help you kind of tap into the need to do that and give you a little bit of courage, which is really good. So that's the fifth, it's Mercury that moves into Aries, and the sixth, it's Venus that moves into Aries. So you'll be feeling that very much so. It's a big difference. On the 8th, we have Jupiter going retrograde. And Jupiter retrograde is a chance, like Jupiter is our expansive, buoyant, truth-telling, philosophical, adventurous, grass-is-greener type energy. And with Jupiter retrograde, it's in Scorpio too. So it gives us a chance to like backtrack and see how what we've just been experiencing and the directions that we've been growing in, how it actually all works together. So if you can take the time to kind of, some areas of your life will be expanding, and then some areas you need to look at the expansion and examine what's going on and kind of bring it in and really kind of analyze the situation. And with Jupiter and Scorpio, Jupiter is the truth seeker, and Scorpio is also like, so good at sniffing out bullshit. So between those two energies together, you should be able to discover anything that you want to, basically. It's kind of like the perfect storm of truth-seeking and like expanding the truth. So this can be tricky for you if you've been in a situation where you've not been honest or you've not been telling the truth, because you could be exposed with this energy. It's very likely that, especially if it's a destructive lie of some kind that like has emotional consequences because of the Scorpio energy, then that, you know, you might not be careful because it could all come out. It could all come crashing down. So like infidelities and, you know, anything that would affect someone emotionally, should the truth come out, that could be the kind of stuff that's coming out right now. So if, you know, in bureaucratic situations or, you know, when it's to your benefit to fib now and again, that's not the stuff that's really under scrutiny. It's more the emotional consequences of your relationships and how that could be affected by lies. So yeah, be careful with that. With Jupiter retrograde, it's going retrograde to July. So coming in July, there'll be a lot more forward motion with all this stuff and you'll have a much deeper understanding of everything. So that's nice. On the 10th, it's kind of an emotional day. We've got the moon in Capricorn, which stabilizes, but then we have Mercury squaring Saturn. So Mercury is in Aries and Saturn is in, what the hell is Saturn in right now? Oh yeah, it's in Capricorn. How could I forget that? That's like a huge thing. So Saturn is in Capricorn, and there's where the square is. Saturn wants there to be a plan. It wants there to be structure. There needs to be, you know, there needs to be a plan in place. And the Mercury in Aries is like, no, let's just go. We don't even have to think about it. We'll just like hop on the plane, or we'll give that interview, or we'll just tell it like it is. And the Saturn energy is like, no. We need to get things sorted out, and we need to get things clear, and we need to have, you know, all the little details taken care of. We need to know that we've got insurance. We need to know what's going to happen if, you know, if we don't follow through. There needs to be some real structure. And so this could be going on in your own mind. And the tricky thing is part of you will want to like break away from feeling suffocated by all these boundaries, but then it's also it causes a sense of safety and a safe platform for you to kind of move out into the world. So it's like a dynamic energy that you need to find a way to work with. So you got to express both energies, the list making stable structured energy, and then the brave expansive adventurer energy. So that is happening on Saturday. On Sunday, this kind of expands, I guess, a little bit on that theme with Mars trining Uranus. So there's like an itch to make a move, like an urge to do something different. And it could be really busting out of something restrictive. Like Uranus energy can often be shocking, but not so if you're leaning into it and up for adventure and willing to explore quirky areas that you're not used to. And with Mars there, you're going to have a lot of drive towards this. So it's good. As long as you like keep the energy moving, you should be able to have it moving in a positive, fortunate, lucky break type direction. And shortly after that happens on Sunday, on the 11th, the sun will sextile, which is another wonderful, like an opportunity with Pluto. So the sun in Pisces is connecting to Pluto in Capricorn, and it gives you this kind of ability to see the ideals and then sort of the magic alchemy of fortitude to carry those ideals through into reality. So it's a good energy for getting a clear head about what you want to manifest for yourself, because you have the ability to see into the future and then the ability to like lay the foundation, which is a really lovely mix. Neptune is also sextiling the moon that day. So there's, again, the ability to tap into future timelines and also idyllic ones as well, because it's a positive mix. It's a pretty potent day on the 11th. And with Capricorn moon, and it's when daylight savings time begins here in North America. So we actually get an extra hour to do all this fabulous transforming that we're all up to. And it's just a day where I think even if it's going on in your mind, there's going to be important understandings happen this day. So that is the kind of the most important stuff for this week. Next week, we've got the new moon in Pisces, which is very, again, helping us to launch ourselves towards our ideals. So it's very mystical energies coming up right now. And we've got like the oomph with all the Aries energy coming in to actually make some progress instead of swimming around in the sort of confusing, murky waters of not being sure. So that is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, you can reach me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.